This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Recent rainfall and cool temperatures have helped improve drought conditions in several sections of South Dakota. The south central part of the state saw the most improvement, while parts of western and central South Dakota are still struggling with extreme drought. Melissa Smith with the National Weather Service says the conditions over the last several weeks have helped keep drought in several areas from worsening. She says the weather is expected to get hotter as the month goes on.
Last year, we actually saw an increase in precipitation as we got into August. And this year, we saw a little bit of that same signal where we've had those cooler temperatures at the beginning of this month so far and the end of July. We did get some much-needed rainfall across portions of the area. However, as those temperatures warm up and we get into the rest of the month, a return to warm conditions and a return to dry weather looks like it's going to occur again.
Smith says water shortages are negatively affecting many crops and cattle. She says farmers will have a hard time recovering from the drought. In the last 6 months, South Dakota Secretary of State Chantel Krebs says she's seen a sharp decline in concealed carry weapon permits issued. Last year, the state renewed and issued just over 30,000 concealed carry permits. Krebs says that was an all-time high number of permits. Krebs says that could be over anticipation of Hillary Clinton winning the presidential election.
After President Trump has been elected, that is, we have seen a steady decline in those numbers of concealed carry permits being issued, and I think it does being attributed to our presidential election. That's what it boils down to, is the election process, and I think people feeling a little less stressed about their Second Amendment rights being trampled on or the concerns of any gun control issues being imposed upon them.
According to the Secretary of State's office, there are over 95,000 active concealed carry permit holders in South Dakota as of the end of July. A permit is valid for 5 years. More news available at listen.sdpb.org. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting.